recently, I've been a member of the Hamilton Student Resistance, a group which was formed with the Ontario Common Fund against Mike Harris. We planned a series of walkouts and a march downtown to a rally for Hamilton's Day of Action, October 19th. It was completely peaceful in its planning and in its execution. However, the police and media both worked together to fight against us. On October 16th, in Toronto, there was a mass demonstration which involved some violence and vandalism. The media spoke out as if it had been an armed insurrection. They claimed we attacked a children's hospital. And when news got back to Hamilton, many parents told their kids they weren't allowed to walk out with us. One parent went so far as to threaten their kid she'd be kicked out of the house if she did. This wasn't the end of it. The Hamilton Police Force had such presence in the downtown core that some estimates said they outnumbered the protesters. Personally, 8 of us were putting up posters downtown, and 6 cop cruisers and 1 bike came up to us in the middle of the night, threatened our arrest, insulted us. One even made the statement that if this had been his property, we would be taken away in body bags. The next morning at our school for the walkout, I drove up in my car to deal out the protest signs. A cop then took my license plate. Police presence then followed our march from the school to downtown. This is what's happening before the bill has been enacted. Since September 11th, authorities are taking every liberty in detaining, harassing, and abusing dissidents who, October 19th, by all accounts, was peaceful and nonviolent. This is what we have to look forward to. Even as high school students, we have no Young Offenders Act to hide behind. I've seen with my own eyes cops hunt down student activists as if they were animals, sweeping in at hunting parties into alleys. This can't go on. If students say they're not going to walk out for their own political reasons, I'm fine with that. That's democracy. But if they're not walking out because they're afraid of police repression, that's not democracy.